Hey, welcome in. Time for Daily Editorial. Jimmy and his family are currently in the Boston area right now. Jim wanted to talk about the richness of the history of Boston. Specifically, let's talk a little bit about Bunker Hill. Jim, what's going on?
Yeah, so we were taking my daughter up to look at colleges and universities for opportunities. We went through West Point yesterday. A couple days ago, we were in Gettysburg, and today we're in Boston. She's looking at BU and Harvard and MIT. And, you know, we're doing a little side trip over to the USS Constitution and the monuments here at Bunker Hill. And it just reminds me of the efforts that it took and the people that sacrificed to free the United States from the rule of British monarchy and British imperialism that had completely undermined the individual freedoms of the people that lived here in the colonies. Yeah. They went against the largest navy in the world, the largest army in the world, the most powerful empire the world had known, and they defeated them because of the ultimate view of freedom, and then eventually wrote our Constitution and have changed the future for the world for the better.
You know, I think that's something that you and I, Jimmy, I know you'd think about that every day, as do I, but I think that's something that our listeners really need to realize, how far the United States has come. I mean, we feel like we've been in this position for eternity, but we have not. We've only been in this position for a few hundred years, and you got to give the founders of the United States all the credit in the world for hanging in there. You got to be a pretty proud guy right now, number one, taking your daughter to visit colleges of the stature that you mentioned, Harvard, MIT, Boston University, et cetera, et cetera. And you couple that with thinking about the founders of our country, and you got to be just bursting with pride, Jim.
I'm very proud of this nation. I'm proud of my service. We were just aboard the USS Constitution. You know, it's been continuously commissioned since late 1990s, and they still have active sailors on board. And, you know, I talked to a few of them, and they're still proud of this nation, and I'm still very proud of this nation. I'm proud of the service that I gave, in spite of the mistakes and the challenges. But I'll tell you, that is under duress right now.
Yes,
with the ideologies that are pushing, and of course the administration or the regime that's leading this nation nowhere right now.
Well, you know, I read the Week magazine, which came out, I'm looking for the date here, very, very recent here, and on the cover there's a picture of the President of the United States trying to hold up the world, and the caption is Biden's burdens. In his sagging popularity, the result of bad breaks, meddled messaging, or weak leadership. I think it's basically weak leadership. And I have to tell you, I think some nefarious group put Biden in power. He is just simply not the man to be the president. He can't even hold his family together, and yet he's leading what at one time was the strongest country in the United States, which is now being challenged without a doubt by mainland China. Jim, are we going to be like the founders, or are we going to be like the ancient Romans who lost everything they had? What do you think?
I don't know. It's a good question. I want to believe, and I trust that there's still enough Americans that are really believe in this nation, believe in those fundamental rights. And when you talk about a nefarious group, I'll tell you, the one clear one is the Democratic National Committee and the leaders of that committee right now that have kind of corrupted the ideology, the moral fiber, and, of course, the politics of this nation. You know, when you talk about Biden and those questions in that article, of, you know, whether or not this is, you know, misfortune or mistake, it's the result of bad decision making compounded over and over and over again. He has created the problems that we are facing right now by continuing to pay people and to, you know, put this $1.9 trillion into our economy after we should have been going back to work, by keeping people masked for an extra year, by forcing these false vaccinations that don't accomplish the objectives, and by pushing a climate agenda that is trying to undermine the basic fabric of energy in our nation and the economy too rapidly. And these are clear decisions that he's made and that have created the problems that have dropped his popularity.
Well, they dropped his popularity, but
the border.
They have definitely dropped his popularity, but the reason they've dropped his popularity is purely and simply because he is not capable of being the president of the United States. I have to tell you, after my 20-year experience with the Chinese in business, after all the conversations that you and I had with Josh from the Epoch Times, I really have to believe the Chinese are very definitely behind putting Biden in power. Stop and think about it. They made he and his basically corrupt son multimillionaires. The Chinese did that. And then all of a sudden, Biden is elected the president of what once was the most powerful country in the United States. I'd like to hear your opinion on what I just said, Jim. I feel very strongly about that. You know, and I'll take it one step farther, if you don't mind. And that is, I'm looking at the actions of the Democratic Party that I'm involved in right now, and I'm seeing the same thing there. Any comments, Jim?
Well, I know the corruption, the corporate greed, the globalist agenda, a lot of that, a lot of the propaganda has been driven by China, and people fall into that mistake. And they've got a plan. They have an objective.
Yes,
they've
they
got
do.
An agenda, and they've got an organized society. We've got a splintered society that's directly the result of some of the policies and the programs. We've got an economy that's barely edging along. They're continuing to grow. They don't care what their people think. They don't care what voters think. They respond based on what their ideology and what their power is, that they use with an iron fist. That's the reality. That's what we're going to have to push back against.
Well, you know, one thing I've noticed since I got involved very, very hand over fist in politics here in the Northwest, the Democratic Party up here have very, very different concept of government than the conservatives do. The conservatives are going hand in fist with what you and I are talking about right now, Jim. And all I can say is God bless them. Are we going to win? Because I'm certainly part of that, and so are you. Are we going to win in the end?
I think freedom's going to win. Freedom's always going to win. Individual choice will win in the long run. Authoritarians and tyranny will collapse at some point in the future. It may be replaced by another. China will not survive as it is in one place, and the United States will have to adjust very quickly and very rapidly to avoid a collapse. So it's a question, but I'm confident we're going to do it. I'm confident we're going to continue that our Constitution, our rule of law, if we can bring it back, and through our efforts and commitment and looking at the soldiers that fought against the most powerful empire the world had known to that point.
Right.
I think that handful of people, and it was a small amount of people that sacrificed to free this nation and to set it on a path towards greatness. I think there's still enough people that exist to do that here. I'm confident. I've served with many of them.
Well, I am working as hard as I personally can. I'm only one of hundreds of thousands of people who feel the same way that you do. I feel that way very strongly. I'm doing everything that I can, and I really hope that rather than just display anger, animosity, et cetera, I hope that the people on this site feel the same way as we do, Jimmy, and that they continue to work as diligently as they can to, for lack of better terms, put down the enemy. The enemy right now is very, very dangerous because most people don't even realize there is an enemy. A lot of Republicans think that the only enemy in the United States right now is the Democratic Party. That's not true. There are nefarious sources outside of the United States that, in my opinion, are working very diligently and very effectively to keep the Democratic Party in their gun sights, for lack of better terms. And I mean gun sights from a protectionary standpoint, not necessarily from an offensive standpoint. The Democratic Party was at one time a great party. Today, all it's doing through the reduction of moral values in the United States, through the reduction of business values in the United States, through the reduction of what I would call simply selfishness on their part, are truly bringing the United States down. Jimmy, we've been going over 10 minutes on this. I really would like to get some comments from our listeners on this one.
You bet, Al. And I'm going to step away and get back with my family as I stand underneath the monument at Bunker Hill and continue to work and pray for this nation.
Jim, God bless you and your family. Thank you so much.
You bet.